Today is Daf Tes.
Today is Daf Tes. We are on Ches Amid Beis. We are on the two dots, about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines on the bottom,
where it said Hakol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael. The Mishnah said that everybody goes to the Ari Miklat. If Hakol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael, everybody goes to Ari Miklat Al Yedei Yisrael through a Jew. What does that mean? Hakol Golin Al Yedei Yisrael Lasuye Mai. What does that come to include? That means that comes to include Lasuye Eved Fakusi. It includes an Eved and a Kusi, which means, right, an Eved and a Kusi, that a Jew kills them b'shogeg. A Jew kills an Eved or a Kusi b'shogeg. The Jew has to go to Galus. That's what it means. Tanina lo hadutan rabbanan. Remember, Bryce says that. Eved v'kusi gole v'loke al yidei Yisrael. An Eved and a Kusi go to Galus and get Malkus because of a Jew. We'll explain what that means. V'Yisrael gole v'loke al yidei Kusi v'Eved. And a Jew also goes to Galus and also gets Malkus because of an Eved or a Kusi. How does a Jew get Malkus because of an Eved or a Kusi? How does a Kusi get Malkus because of a Jew? We'll explain what that means. Galus are in the sand. They kill them b'shogeg, or you kill them b'shogeg. Right? Go to Galus. Now, Bishloma Eved v'Kusi gole al yidei Yisrael v'loke. I understand that an Eved and a Kusi gole al yidei Yisrael v'loke. What does that mean? Gole the katle. They go to Galus to kill a Jew. If an Eved or a Kusi kills a Jew, they go to Galus. V'loke v'latye. And they get Malkus if they curse a Jew. You're not allowed to curse a Jew. If you do, you get Malkus for that. Isn't that a lav she'ein bo maisa? It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Let's just talk. So we'll discuss that not today. Ella, Yisrael, or Yisrael, gole v'loke al yidei Kusi. Then we said the second half of the statement was, a Jew also goes to Galus and gets Malkus because of a Kusi. What does that mean? Bishlam a gole the katle. I didn't say Galus. Galus means the katle. If a Jew kills an Eved or a Kusi, he goes to Galus. Again, what's an Eved? An Eved Kenani means they're like half a Jew. They have to keep mitzvahs like a woman. If a Jew kills one of them by mistake, he has to go to Galus. What's a Kusi? So it must be talking about a Kusi. I'm not sure if they're Jews or not. The Gerus was authentic. It must be before, when they're considered, they're still Jews. So it's like a Ger. You kill a Ger, you kill a Kusi, you have to go to Galus. Eloke amai. Why do you get Malkus? How does a Jew get Malkus? What does he do? What does he do to get Malkus regarding a, most of the time you get Malkus if you do an aver against Hashem? You eat not kosher, you wear shatnez. How does a Jew get Malkus because of a Kusi? So we said before, how does a Kusi get Malkus because of a Jew? He cursed him. But the problem is, if a Jew curses a Kusi, he doesn't get Malkus. Why not? Dilatye. He cursed him. V'nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar. It says, don't curse someone from the nation. Ba'ose ma'ise amcha. Only if the person is part of the nation. He acts like a person, he acts like a Jew. An Eved and a Kusi don't act like a Jew. So how could it be, how do you get Malkus because of a Kusi? How does that happen? Ella, Amar of Acha, Bar Yaakov, Kigon, Sheheyid Bo, Fahuzam. Now, you know what happened. A Jew testified about a Kusi, and he said that the Kusi wore shatnez. It turns out that was Eidzomim. It's baloney. He made it up. Now he's made it to an Eidzomim. Now he's going to get Malkus. What did he want to cause the Eved and the Kusi? To get Malkus.
Right.
He gets Malkus. So he gets Malkus because of a Kusi. That's what it means. You hear? Now,
the Kusi is
mechayiv in all lots of seis. Kusi, yes. But let's do Eved. Let's talk about an Eved. An Eved is only chayiv in all lots of seis, and mitzvah is like a woman.
Right.
So he's not chayiv to wear tefillin, but he's chayiv to keep Shabbos. Right? And all lots of seis.
So that, Amcha,
though. That's the problem. So he's not. So therefore, it can't be cursing. So what could it be? Thank you. What could it be? It must be Eidzomim. That's the only thing it could be. Now, the parallel of that is, that what if an Eved testified about a Jew? So forget the cursing now. An Eved testified about a Jew, and it was found out to be an Eidzomim. He also gets Malkus. How can Eved be an Eid? An Eved can't be an Eid. The parallel case doesn't make sense. The Eved can't be an Eid. An Eved can't be an Eid. The Kavasei Gavei Eved, Sheheyid Bo, V'huzam, Eved Bar Eidesu? How can an Eved be an Eid? Doesn't make any sense. Right? We're trying to say, an Eved and a Kusi get Malkus because of a Jew, and a Jew gets Malkus because of an Eved. How does a Jew get Malkus because of an Eved? He testified against him.
How does an Eved get Malchus? Because if he testified against, Eved testified against a Jew, it's impossible. No anus by an Eved. So what's the case? Ella, Amar Vada Bered Ravika, Hachamai Eskinon, the case is like this. Shegon Kishikahu, so forget Eidus. So how does a Jew get Malchus for doing something to a Nekusi? Cursing? He doesn't get Malchus for that. Eid Zomain doesn't make sense because the parallel case is not true. So how does a Jew get Malchus because of an Eved? Tell you how. He hits him. Eved, where is it? Kigon Shiko, the Yisrael hits the Eved. Haka, a hit, she'en bo shav a pruta. Less than a pruta. If it's more than a pruta, you don't get Malchus, you have to pay. Right? Nezek, tar, you don't get Malchus for that. Someone hits unless it's his father. Someone hits another person, you don't get Malchus for that. What do you get? You have to pay. Here, I hit you in such a way, it's also a pruta. Right?
And you get
Malchus. He ko haka she'en bo shav a pruta. Loka. You get Malchus for that. That's a crazy thing, no?
Yeah.
Right? So look at the top Rashi. She'im yeshba tashlume pruta. If you have if you hurt the guy to pay somebody, you slashed him. You have to pay for his wound. Mishalim ve'no loka. You pay. Don't get Malchus for that. However, the alfin of b'ksuvus be'lamayris pirush ribs haTorah michol v'chaver tashlumen v'chi ein b'shav a pruta. And if you don't have a pruta of worth of damage, loka, you get Malchus. Sh'arva lo tosif pen Yosef. You're over the isra of lo tosif. Al Tosif. You're not allowed to add on to the number of Malchus, a person's 39. You can't add on more than that. You add on more than that, you're chayiv. You get Malchus for that. So that means anytime you hurt somebody in any way, you get Malchus for that. Now, what about Ba'amcha? He's not Ba'amcha. Why am I getting Malchus? Because I hit this guy. I hit an Eved or a Kusi. Less than a Shur Bruta, I get Malchus. But he's not Ba'amcha. So the Gemara says, V'lo makshin hakal l'klala. We don't compare haklala to the hakah to klala. You're right. If you curse the Kusi or the Eved, nothing happens to you. Why? He's not Ba'amcha. But by hitting, we don't say that. So by hitting, Yitaka will get Malchus. That's an example of how a Jew can get Malchus because of a Kusi. How? He hit him less than a Shavar Pruta.
Don't we know what's ready from I am tough, as I am shame, tough as shame?
Now what?
That you have.
And we say, Mamon, that's only if it's a Pruta. What am I paying you? I hit you in such a way I didn't cause any damage. What am I paying? The answer is, I don't pay. I get Malchus for that. Be careful. Right?
Yes.
Even an Eved. Right? Look at the Rashi, the last wide line. Lomar. Shekashem she'en oloka al kilowasso. Just like there's no Malchus on the cursing, dechseh ba'amcha, ken yol yulka al hakaso. Maybe there should be no Malchus for the hitting either. So we don't say that. We say this is that and that is that. Right? We'll plug to he, b'sanhedrin, dekha demakish vikad lo makish. Some say they're the same. Some say they're the same, and some say they're not the same. So this mandarva holds, they're not the same. Okay? Then the Mishnah said, sorry, chutz miyayidei ger ketoshav. Then the Mishnah said like this. The Mishnah was very cryptic. The Mishnah was very confusing. It said, everyone goes to Galus al yidei Yisrael, v'Yisrael al yideihem, chutz mi ger toshav. And a ger toshav goes to Galus because of another ger toshav. What's a ger toshav? So a ger toshav is not a Jew. It's a resident of Israel who decides to be mekabel sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and maybe also not to eat treif, different things, but they're not really Jews. So what are they? They're not even a quasi-Jew. They're a guy, really, but they, it's a machlokes of what they are. Some say maybe they are a Jew, but let's say it doesn't make a difference really what they are. They're not full-fledged Jews.
He's below a Kusi.
He's below a Kusi, right. So if you hit them, you don't go to Galus. But they go to Galus and they kill each other.
Are they in the process of becoming full Jews?
Not necessarily.
They're like Israeli Arabs.
Yeah, like Israeli Arabs, like the Druze, right? They keep the Shemitz of the Noach, they behave themselves. Maybe they don't eat treif also as one of the requirements. And that's it. So they live in Israel, you have to treat them with respect. But if you kill them by mistake, you don't have to go to Galus. But if they kill each other, they do go to Galus. If they kill each other, why are they going to Galus? That's what the Mishnah said. They go to Galus, which sounds like they have like a little bit of mitzvos. Because they don't have to daven, but they don't have to go to the minyan. They can't care for a minyan, but for Galus, they go to Galus. That's a funny thing. So the Gemara says, one second.
So what else are you going to do with them?
What? Oh, so Alma, the fact that you don't go to Galus and you kill them, Alma ger toshev ovid kochavim hu. The ger toshev is the status of a guy. They're not Jews. They don't have gerus, right? Therefore, if you kill them, kill a goat, you don't go to Galus. That's not a nice thing. It's a terrible tragedy. It happened. You don't go to Galus for that. So if you kill one of them, you don't go to Golis. What do you see? They're Jews. They're not Jews. They're Goyim. There's no third category. It's either a Jew or not Jew. There's no third category, right? Aim a Sefer. Look at the Sefer. Ger Toshev Gola Al Yedei Ger Toshev. But a Ger Toshev goes to Golis if he kills another Ger Toshev. What is that? What is that? Right? Why are they going to Golis if they kill another Ger Toshev? What's that? The funny thing. Amar of Kahana, Lo Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Don't be so surprised. Why? Kan, the Sefer was talking about Ger Toshev, Shahara Ger Toshev. A Sefer was talking about a Ger Toshev killed another Ger Toshev. Kan, and the Rashi was talking about the Ger Toshev, Shahara Yisrael. A Ger Toshev killed Yisrael. Right? And what, does he go to Golis for that? No. Why? Because he's not a Jew. So why is he going to Golis? So, but a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev, he doesn't go to Golis. So, what did Rav Kahana say that the Mishnah already didn't say? What did Rav Kahana add? Rav Kahana didn't add anything. The Mishnah said that. And then the Gemara asked the question. One second. What are they? The Jews already got you. So Rav Kahana said, no, let me explain to you. A Ger Toshev kills a Ger Toshev, they go to Golis. But if a Ger Toshev kills a Jew, he doesn't go to Golis. But the Mishnah said that.
No,
he didn't answer the question.
The Mishnah didn't say that.
Yes, it is.
The Mishnah say, Yisrael that kill a Ger Toshev and Ger Toshev kill each other.
What?
It's a third case that he's bringing. That
no, it goes go both ways. A Ger Toshev kills a Jew, doesn't go to Golis. A Jew kills a Ger Toshev, also doesn't go to Golis. So if Ger Toshev kills a Ger Toshev, then yeah, there is Golis. So the Mishnah said that. What's Rav Kahana's big low Kasha, says Rav Kahana. It's not a Kasha. For what was the Kasha? What was the Kasha? The Kasha was, if a Ger Toshev is a guy, why is he going to Golis if he kills another Ger Toshev? Right? Some guy from Ireland kills a guy from Italy, I'm going to Golis. Why? They're not Jews. So why is the Ger Toshev going to Golis if he kills another Ger Toshev? Yeah. Why? That was the Gemara's question.
Yeah.
What was Rav Kahana's answer?
He doesn't answer.
He doesn't really answer it, right?
Do we know whether the Ger Toshev stays there until the Petir of the Kohen
Gadol? Bistami, he does. Bistami, he does.
If Ger Toshev kills a Jew,
yeah,
that he gets killed.
We're going to get to that. We didn't.
Who needs this whole thing?
One second. We're going to get to all your questions. Yes, the Gemara's like next question. Hold off on that. First of all, what does Kahana say? What did he say that the Mishnah didn't say? He's not saying anything, right? So Tosfos explains, right? So Tosfos explains, the Gemara wanted to know, one second. If a Ger Toshev is a guy, then there should be no Golis at all. There's no Golis for Irish people and Italian people and people from South Africa. There's no such thing. So why Goyim? So why on earth is the Ger Toshev going to Golis for killing another Ger Toshev? Why? That was what Gemara wanted to know. What's going on here? Are they Jews? Not Jews. So why are they going to Golis? They kill each other. So if Kahana explained, what? The Gemara of Kahana explained. You're right. It's an exception to the rule of Golis that for some reason a Ger Toshev goes to Golis and kills another Ger Toshev. You're right. Why? I don't know.
There is a difference with status, though. Ger Toshev has to act differently than a regular guy against somebody else.
It's true. So, but we don't find that expressed in any other way except for the mitzvah of Golis. How else is it expressed? Can the Firminion? No. You can be Makadosh them? No. So all of a sudden, by Golis, they're such a mitzvah. They're part of it. Why? So the answer is, I don't know why. But Rav Kahana is explaining, but that's what the Torah wants. You're right, they're not Jews. You can't have the Firminion, and you can't marry them. They're not Jews. Right? You're not allowed to marry them. They're not Jews. Mamish, not Jews. However, there's such a mitzvah of Golis if they kill each other. Why? The Torah said. I think they go to the regular. Right?
So we have before the third category of Goyim who's in the process of becoming Jewish.
What?
I mean, what's that before?
Yeah, so they're really Goyim. There's no process. There's no like in between stage.
We might
have an in between stage. Okay, say, well, we're not going to let them. You know, we're not going to let them do averos. We're training them, but there's really no in between stage.
Could it be that the Torah wants this because they don't want?
I have to guess, I would say, it's because they want uniformity in the land of Israel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So why only daka this thing?
Yeah.
Only killing the accident, they want uniformity and nothing else? Yeah. Okay, so we said, they have to keep kosher. They have to keep...
It's part of
the land of Israel. Right, but do they have to keep Shumas and Mises? I don't know.
They don't,
right? Unless that's a whole discussion, if Goyim have to keep Shumas and Mises.
That's the problem that we have today.
Right. Which that's a machlokas. If a guy who owns land in Israel has to hold from Shemitah.
Exactly.
That's a machlokas in the Gemara already. Right?
So Mezid and Shege includes a Ger Toshev?
That's what the Gemara says. That's what Kahana said. Why is that true? We don't really know. Yeah. You can say because you want Eretz Yisrael to be uniform, right? So the halachas of a ger, but only if a ger tosha comes another ger tosha.
Right.
Only that.
That's what.
Right. Problem. Why? Because you're not Jews.
And what if a ger tosha kills a Jew?
We're going to get to that right now. Right. So, ikad derami kra dadi. There's another amora got the same answer by bringing a steer from the two psukim. Why? Because if it says livnei Yisrael v'lager v'latosha v'sochem tiana sheish arim. It says for you, for the Ger Toshav, for the residents of Israel, there's such a thing as six cities. Uksiva says, "Vayu lochem ha'ari miklat lochem only for Jews." What's pshat? So the Gemara says, "Lochem v'lo gerim, no one else." Gerim here means Ger Toshav. Amar of Kahana, lo kasha, not a kasha. Kahan be Ger Toshav. Sharag Yisrael. When a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, there's no galus for that. No galus. Ger Toshav kills a Jew. What happens to him? We'll see. Kahan. Khan beger toshav shara ger toshav. Well, kills another ger toshav. That's the answer. What happens if a ger toshav kills a Jew or a Jew kills a ger toshav? We'll get to that in the next 10 minutes. Lefikach, therefore, vermini. One second. It says in some place lefikach. Therefore what? So Rashi says that asheva mitzvos nistavu b'nei noach. Everyone knows that B'nai Noach had seven mitzvahs. There are seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And if a guy violates any of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, he gets killed. Even if he steals, he eats Eivim Menachai, he's Chayav Misa. Right? Not only is he Chayav Misa if he eats Eivim Menachai, one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, one of the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, even if he does an Aveira B'Shogeg, he gets Misa. Why? Because a guy doesn't have to get warned. So all a guy has to do is do the act. The guy eats Eiv Menachai even by mistake. He thought it was not Eiv Menachai. He didn't know. He killed somebody even by mistake, even by shogeg. He's Chayav Misa. Why? That's the rule by Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach.
It says here the Rambam objects to this.
What?
It says the Rambam objects to this.
Okay, fine. So the Rambam can argue in the Gemara. He's the Rambam. But this is what the Gemara says. No. The Gemara says, look at Rashi. Asheva Mitzvos Nitzavu B'nei Noach Koi. The Kaimelan we learned. As harason zuhu hi misasan, the warning is the misa. You're born a guy, you are warned. There are seven things you better do and not do. Those seven. The rest, do whatever you want. You don't have to keep kosher, but you can't even menachai. And you're warned from now till you die, and if you violate it, you're going to get killed. Even if it was b'shogeg. Lefikach, ger toshav, ovi kochavim, shahargu, neharogim. I feel b'shogeg. Then if they kill somebody, they get Misa, even Mishogig. What Golas? What's Golas? What Golas? Right? They don't need Asra. So, Lefikach, therefore, Ger, V'Ovrikochav Mishahargu, Neharogin. Right? If they kill somebody, even Mishogig, they get killed. And Katani, Ger, Dumi, the Ovrikochavim. A Ger is just like an Ovrikochavim. Ma, Ovrikochavim, Loshon of the Katal, Barmine, Loshon of the Katal, La, Barmine, by a Goy. It doesn't make a difference who he killed, whether he kills a Goy or a Jew. He gets killed, doesn't make a difference. A guy is not allowed to kill. One of the Shemites of Noach is a guy cannot kill. So, even doesn't make a difference if he kills a guy or kills a Jew. It's Chayav Misa. Doesn't make a difference if it's on purpose or by accident. It's Chayav Misa. Loshna, the Kotel Barmini, Loshna Kotel Barmini, doesn't make a difference who he killed. Nerak, he gets killed. Af Ger, so too a Ger Toshav. Loshna, the Kotel Barmini, doesn't make a difference if he kills one of his own. Loshna, Kotel Barmini, doesn't make a difference if he kills not from his own. Nerak, he gets killed. What golus? How can a mishnah say this golus? Our mishnah said if a ger toshav kills another ger toshav, he gets. We haven't explained yet. What happens if a ger toshav kills a Jew? What happens to him? We didn't say that yet. But if a ger toshav kills another ger toshav, how can he go to golus? This brisa says he gets killed. Right? Where's golus? Right? So on Rav Chista lo kasha. Rav Chista's answer is not a kasha. We're gonna now. We said just before that a ger toshav gets killed even if he kills b'shogeg. Right? He gets killed. One exception. That exception, he goes to Golas. Kan, right? When the Mishnah was talking about Shahargo Derech Yerida. Yes. Shahargo Derech Yerida. He killed somebody walking down the ladder. What happened? He was walking down a ladder. Either he fell on top of the guy and killed him, or the ladder, or the rung fell and hit somebody and killed him. It was a downward motion. By downward motions, didn't we learn this 2 days ago? There's no gulls for that. Right?
There is downward
motion, there is gulls, I'm sorry. Hargo, so the Mishnah was talking about he killed him, Derek Yerida, if you go to gulls. Khan, the Brisa was talking about Derech Aliyah. He was up the ladder. Up the ladder, he lost his bearings and fell. There's no galus for that. So even though we said that a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, he's Chayiv Misa, but not if it's an upward, not if it's a downward motion. That's one exception.
Downward it's galus and upward it's Chayiv Misa.
Yeah. So, Shahar Guderech Aliyah, Shahar Guderech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, if this is going to be, the Gemara is going to basically ask, now Yossi really wanted to ask, Derech Yerida, if it's Derech Yerida, the Yisrael Galui, Yisrael goes to Galus for that, Ihunami Sagile Begalus, he can also get Galus for that. We allow Galus for him. So there's one exception where a Ger Toshav will not get Nisa, if he kills him by mistake, he goes to Galus. Derech Aliyah, but it was up the ladder, the Yisrael Potter who, the Yisrael Potter, or Yisrael is Potter, who, Nerag, he gets killed. Why does he get killed?
This is the funny, but it's not giving you an answer why.
What? Not giving you an answer why. Right?
So now, upward motion is an onyx?
Upward motion, so 1 second. Why is it that a Jew doesn't go to Galus for an upward motion? Why not? We'll answer that question in 2 minutes. Now, so Tosfos asked, 1 minute, that then he's not like a guy. A guy gets killed no matter what.
Right.
Right? If a guy kills somebody, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, gets killed in both situations. So how do you say, just like a guy? Eve dum yed guy. Just like a guy gets, not true now. So it's true regarding the Derech Aliyah. So it's half true.
Listen, why is that true though?
What do you mean?
The difference between a guy and a Jew is that the guy does not get Asra. This has nothing to do with Hasra.
No, since there's no Hasra, what's the difference if you did a B'mezid or a Shogeg? There's no difference.
If, well, first of all, there's no intent.
What?
There's no intent.
Exactly. So a guy is irrelevant. The Gemara is going to sort of ask your question in a minute. Why do you give somebody Hasra? Somebody's about to eat a cheeseburger. So they may not eat that. What is Hasra for? Is he forgot it's a cheeseburger? Or he doesn't know it's Hasra? It's irrelevant. So by a guy, why should it be different? He's going to kill somebody. Does it make a difference if it's a mazer or a shogi?
He's not intending.
So you're not intending to eat a cheeseburger either. Because you don't know it's us, or you forgot, or you don't know it's a cheeseburger. Either way. So it's a shogi, right? So I'm reminding you, by the way, you shouldn't eat that. So but if a guy doesn't require that, by the way, don't do that, then what's the difference why he did it? Even if it's a shogi, it's a funny concept. Very funny concept. So the Gemara is going to sort of ask your question in a minute. The Gemara is going to ask your question in a minute. Just hold off 1 minute. So, Amalei Rava, Falaf Kal V'Chomer Hu? It's a Kal V'Chomer, right? Listen to this. Ma Derech Yerida. When it comes to Derech Yerida, Yisrael Gali, a Jew goes to Galus for that. Ihunami Tagilei B'Galus. Then also good for him. He also can go to Galus. Derech Aliyah, but going up the ladder, the Yisrael Potter, Yisrael's Potter for that. Ihu Zeb Nerag? It's killed for that?
This is like reverse Kal V'Chomer.
What? It's a what?
Reverse Kal V'Chomer.
So says Rava, how could that be? How could that be that it's such a machmer thing? The Jew doesn't, nothing happens to the Jew but goes up the ladder. And a guy gets gullus? A guy gets killed? Gets killed for that? And a Jew has nothing? How could that be? So Tosfos says, what's the problem? Right? What's your issue? Right? Tosfos says, because Derech Yerida, the reason why a Jew goes to Galus is because it was a shogeg. Okay. Derech Aliyah, why does a Jew not go to Galus? Why not?
It should have been
so we careful. Said, what?
It should have been more careful.
No, we didn't say that. We said because it's a sof, because it's a Xeris HaKasav, really.
Okay.
Rav says it's a Xeris HaKasav. So Tosfos wants to say, maybe, if a Jew doesn't go to Galus, why doesn't Israel go to Galus? So he says it's a Xeris HaKasav. What do you see? Since he doesn't go to Galus, he can't get away with going to Galus. His act was too severe, and he's like in a limbo. Galus is a kapara. There's no kapara for him. So if there's no kapara for him, there's no kapara for a guy for sure not. A Ger Toshav for sure, maybe he has to get killed already. A Jew, not even killed yet. You're in limbo. No Galus, no Misa. Right? So Derech Ali is worse than Derech Yerida. So Galus not good enough for Galus. It was too harsh. Can't send you to Galus. I'm not going to kill you either. So by a guy, maybe we'll kill you. By a Ger Toshav, maybe we'll kill you. That makes sense. That's what Rav is bothered with, right? So Rav says, that doesn't make any sense. That would be the Havamin of Rav, right? Even Erag, he gets killed. Why would a Jew doesn't get killed, but he doesn't go to Galus either. So maybe a guy should get killed? Hard to say that. Ella.
A non-Jew gets killed for stealing.
What?
A Jew doesn't get killed for stealing.
Yeah.
Moshe and Mrs. Mael defy logic because they get Misa, we don't.
Right, so Tosos answers, that's not the reason you don't go to Golis for Derech Aliyah. Why don't you go to Golis for Derech Aliyah? Not because the whole thing, because it's too severe. That's not the reason. The reason is Dora said so. The reason is that you just don't. Well, you don't know why, you just don't. So it's not, you can't bring a, so therefore you can bring a Kal Vachomer. So if he's not, why is a guy getting killed? But it's an accident.
No, there's a difference.
It's an accident.
But again, there's a difference between an upward and a downward.
Correct. When I, right. So Omar, so anyway, El Omar Rava's answer is, so anyway, there was a Bryson that said that if a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev, he's Chayav Misa. Right? He's Chayav Misa. The Mishnah said he goes to Golis. But the Bryson is Chayav Misa. How do we reconcile that? So if Chista said, no, but Derech Ali, Derech, you read the issue. Derech, you read the, then he's Hakka goes to Golis. Derech Ali, he doesn't. Said Rava, that doesn't make any sense. So what does Rava say? Omer Mutter. I thought it was Mutter. He thought it was mutter. I thought I'm allowed to eat that cheeseburger. I didn't know it's usser. So if I eat it, then my chayv, it's a shogig. Ones, whatever you want to say. That gets into the hasra issue. No one told me anything. I didn't know it's usser. No one told me anything. And by the way, it's also a shogig. It's an accident. So you're going to kill me for that? I didn't know anything about this. I'm some guy. I don't know anything. What do you want from me? Right?
If it's also, I don't care.
And therefore, if you're Omer Mutter, right, you get Misa, says Rava. You hear that? You get Misa for saying that. That's Rava's answer. How could the Brisa say if a Gertoshev kills a Gertoshev, he gets Misa? Because you thought it was Mutter. Only Abaya, what? Omer Mutter, Ones who? That's an Ones. Omer Mutter, you're going to get Misa for that? It's an Ones. I didn't know it's Osir. Assuming it's true. Assuming it's legitimate. I didn't know. Right? Many times, I didn't know you had to do that, but from some Shulchan Aruch, some obscure Mishnah Berurah, I didn't know. No one knows everything.
All he has are seven lousy mitzvahs, and he didn't know. He said he's warned. That's warned.
That's part of it.
No, there's no warning.
No.
When you're born, you're automatically warned.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know. So Bai says, that's not a, you're getting mitzvah for that? You've got one but opposite, zonis. Amalei, no, says Rava. Shani Omer, I say, Omer Mutter, Karav L'mezen. You're Karav L'mezen. Why? It's a Shifra said, you should go learn something. Don't be an ignorant person your whole life. Go learn something. You have very few, right? By the way, in America, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. I didn't know that's not allowed. It's not an excuse.
Not an excuse.
You charge with knowledge. So you carve lemezenu.
They only have seven.
You only have seven, exactly.
Thousands.
Vazdul tamayu. And this is consistent with what they hold. The Itmar. Now this is a little bit tricky because it's not what it says. Kasavr behave of an imza adam. I thought I was shooting an animal. I was going to the forest and I went hunting with my buddies and I thought I'm shooting a deer. It turns out I shot a person. Right? Vinimza adam was a person. Or kinani vinimza ger toshav. I thought I'm killing a goy. Totally okay. Not okay. It turned out it was a ger toshav. I didn't know that. Rav Amar Chayev. Rav says Chayev. Now how's that the same thing as Omer Mutter?
Yeah.
It's not really Omer Mutter. It's not really Omer Mutter. You didn't say it's Mutter. You know you're not allowed to kill people, but I didn't know there was a person there. I thought it was a deer. Right? So, it's the same idea. The same idea is, I did something I thought was totally okay to do, and it turns out it was a terrible tragedy. Same thing over here. Omer Chayev. Omer Mutter, Karv L'mezidu. Omer Mutter's Karv L'mezid. Rav Chista, Omer Potter. Rav Chista says, you're Potter. Omer Mutter, Onesu. Omer Mutter is a total Ones. Total Ones. You're shooting a deer and the guy walks by. That's a total onus. Not chayef for that at all. So we have a machlokas in Rava and Rav Chista, how to explain why you're chayef for Misa if a Ger Toshev kills another Ger Toshev. Either because it's Derech Yerida, a Derech Aliyah, or because he said it was Mutter. And these things are so bad, you chayef Misa for them.
So far, this whole Gemara was talking about by a guy like Ger Toshev, there's no onus. He's always guilty.
Correct.
All of a sudden now he's
According to Rav Chista, yeah. Rav Chista didn't accept Rav's answer. So why didn't he like Rav's answer? He said, because that's an Ones. Now, H.A. Rav or Rav Chista, Rav says to Rav Chista, one minute, you're telling me that there's no Ones? Hincha meis al isha shalakachta. Hashem says to Avimelech, last week's parsha. Hashem says, not last week's parsha.
Two weeks ago.
Hashem says to Avimelech, you know, you took Avram's life sarah. You're going to get killed for that. Hincha meis al isha shalakach. My love, be the Adam. So what do you see, be the Adam? It was, he didn't know she was married. He didn't know she was married. He said she's not married. They said she's a single girl. So Avimelech says she's a single girl. I could go marry her. And it turned out it was a lie. It wasn't true. She's really married. So what happened? Hashem said, you're real trouble, Avimelech. Right? Isn't that Bidei Adam? He was going to be. So what do you see? And Onis is Chayav. I'm right. So Amalei Lo, Bidei Shemayim. Bidei Shemayim. That was only Bidei Shemayim. What, the Canaanim are going to, the Pelishtim are going to put their king on trial for marrying a single girl? That's crazy.
Unlikely.
Right? Bidei Shemayim. The Canaanim. I'll prove to you. Dechziv, Michato Li. Right? Michato Li. Me. Right? There was only a punishment for me, for Hashem, right? Rava says, one second. So the Tosafot says, the Ritva says, one second. He didn't do anything wrong. So why on earth would he be punished in Shemayim when maybe the other did nothing wrong?
And he's not going to get either.
Let's assume he is. But the point is, he didn't do anything wrong.
No, he didn't
even touch her. All he did was take her to the house. So there's a whole lumbus here about Zela, kidnapping. Lamaise, he didn't do anything wrong. So the ritual answer is, well, by Goyim, they're punished on their intentions. So he didn't have good intentions, Avimelech. He's not tzaddik, right? No, he says in a minute, I'm a tzaddik.
Also, the other rites might be different.
He didn't touch her.
Nothing?
He wanted to. He didn't have a chance. They didn't do anything.
No, but what Hashem gave him Hasra. In other words, if he'd gone ahead and done it, that would have been...
But he didn't do anything.
No, but if he had gone ahead...
If. But he didn't do anything. So Gemara says, so... But then he did something wrong to people, right? He did slight Avram Avinu. So Ella, Dino Masul Adam, Hachanam Dino Asul Adam. You have to say that the power to judge this was given over to people, and therefore they could have judged him as a human, and therefore the onus could be true. It could have been. So Eitzri Rava, Eitzri Abayi Rava. One second. It says Hagoy Gam Tarek Tarok. That Avimelech said, what, are you going to kill a guy? You're going to kill a tzaddik? He says to Hashem, you're going to kill a tzaddik? I didn't touch her. You're going to kill a tzaddik, right? And Hashem was masking to that, right? So what do you see? And Hashem was going to kill him anyway. So what do you see? Ones is chayiv. There's an ones. So Gemara says, Hasam midika mahadre aleha. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Hasam kidikam ahadyoleh. No, what Hashem answered back. Hashem answered back, you should have known better. That's the answer back. The answer back is you should have known better. Right? Were you taking some, you should have known better. Look around last Rashi on the page. Lohodul Dvar. Hashem didn't agree that he was right. Avimelech is going to kill a tzaddik. Hashem didn't agree he's right. Of course not. Shahashiv lo tshuva, shechayiv misa. Yechayiv misa, she ain't no tzaddik kedavar. You're no tzaddik. Right? Shahayalo limlo derech eretz kedefishal. You should have known better. You should have known better. Why? Because it says, you better return her because she's a wife of a navi. So Ashes navi who died the love navi lo died. What? If she wasn't the wife of a navi, you don't have to return her, right? What does that mean? Ella kedamar shuv shmuel bar nachmeni amar shmuel bar nachmeni amar v'yonasan halchi kamalei ata heishiv as Ashes ish mikol makom. You have to return her no matter what. She's a married woman. You said a guy got tzaddik tarog. You're such a tzaddik. You asked around if she's single, and everyone said yeah. So I've clean hands. Nah. Hello, who am I, liachosi? You want to say, well, she said she's a sister. Everyone said she's a sister. So what do you want from me? Navi who? Don't worry about that. Avram Zavino is a navi. He knows full well you're full of baloney, right? And he knew right away from you to learn. Achsanai who shabalir. A guy comes into the city. So yes, can I get you something to eat, something to drink? That's how a normal person behaves. Oh, some cool shalom alif ishtecha. Then a guy walks into an inn. Who's that woman over there? The first thing you ask, who's that good looking? That's not how you behave. That's not normal behavior, right? So right away they sized you up. Avram sized you up right away. You didn't ask for.
I hate to be your. Yeah. But maybe as king he had carte blanche, or he thought he had carte blanche.
So that's not the way to behave. Mikan, she came lo bonerag, shelo lilma v'lomad. He should have known better. He should have learned how to behave. Okay, so that's not the way to behave.
Does anyone discuss why the Gemara brings this example rather who just said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to kill.
Because he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say I didn't know. He said I didn't do it. And then he lied. He didn't say I didn't know. Right? It's a good answer. It's a good verse. It's built into human. It's built into human nature. You can't take another life. It's built in. That was amazing, by the way. He killed amazing.
Right.
See, he didn't say I didn't know. He never said that.
He was given gals.
What?
He was given gals, not Misa.
No, that's wrong.
No, okay, what's the Nasra?
Well, he did have Nasra. Hashem said to him, you know.
Okay, I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, we got to move. Next. Hasuma eino gola divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Hasuma doesn't go to Golas, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, we're gola, he does. Hasone eino gola. Someone who hates you and he kills you doesn't go to Golas. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Hasone eino gola. Rabbi Yossi omer, Hasone nerag. Even worse, he gets killed. Neshu kamuad. He's like a muad. We could assume it was on purpose. Rav Shimon Omer, 1 second. Yesh toni gola, v'yesh toni she'ena gola. It depends. Zaklal. Kol shu yachal lomel das harag, ena gola. If you could say he did it on purpose, he doesn't go to golas. V'shalot l'das harag, harez a gola. And if you could say it wasn't on purpose, he does go to golas. Well, what kind of case is that? The Gemara will say in a minute.
Tana, Jewish, right?
Well, yeah, we're all Jews now. Tana Rabbanan. It says below ra'os, without seeing. Pralasuma. So Asuma is excluded. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Asuma doesn't go to Golas. For Meir Omer, below Oz, is L'Rabba says Asuma. No, that includes Asuma. Right? My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Dechsev, Fashiyav Esriya Bayar. Afil Asuma Asa. Even Asuma is in the yard. Below Oz, Mate. But then it says, below Oz, that excludes Asuma. For Meir Omer, for Meir, below Oz, Lamait. For below Oz comes to be Mamait. Vividas, Lamait. Vividas is also Miat. I didn't see and I didn't know. It's two miyot. Have mira harmiyot, vimira harmiyot el rabos. It comes to include. Who does it include? It includes Asuma. Rabbi Yehuda b'vli das patlam eschavein hudasa. That comes to include, exclude someone who did it on purpose. Okay. So I don't know about that. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say. Rabbi Yossi Omer hasone nerag. So Asuna gets killed. I have a little asru bay, but he didn't get warned. So Masnitz and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. A chaver in a tzara hasra, a chaver doesn't need hasra, tamachacham, shalvin la hasra, lahaftim and shogun lemezid. Because the only reason for hasra is to differentiate between the shogun and the mezid. And I was saying that not only is he a selosone, but he's also tamachacham who hates you. Right? So therefore, you don't have to give hasra. You have to give that answer. It's talking about if someone who hates you, he'll need hasra. Why? Because he's a tamachacham.
When they're equating them,
what
we're saying is.
Yeah. Rishimon Omer Yeshon, Rishimon says, 1 second, it depends. Tanya. How can you keep it on my shoulder? You're going to go, you're going to go, Nisakol. If I'm schlepping a barrel up the Empire State Building, and the rope snaps, I didn't do it on purpose. The rope snapped. So even if I hate the guy that the barrel fell on, it was a shogeg. The rope snapped. How did I do that? How could that be on purpose? How could that be on purpose? Nishmat Enagola. Oops, it slipped out of my hands. That's a different story. That could be amazing. That doesn't go to goal. You don't go to goal for that. Right?
It could also be honest.
But since the person who got killed was someone who hated you, who you hated, you don't go to goals. It's too suspicious. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, but another Bryce says, Rav Shimon Omer, L'olam ain't a gole, you never go to goals, ad sheyishmat michatzelo miyadov, until the thing slips out of your hand. Right? So first of all, kasha nifsak and nifsak, it's a kasha from ripping and ripping, tearing, whatever, and kasha nishma and nishma. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. We just said, if it snaps, the rope snaps, that's gullus. And if it slips out of your hand, that's not gullus. Then he says another statement. The only time it's gullus is if it slips out of your hand. How could that be? If it slips out of your hand, it's so suspicious. So it's a kasha on both. So now we change the gears here. Nishmat anishmat lo kasha. Slipping is not a kasha. Hab ohev, hab asone. If it's someone you love, oh my goodness, what a freak accident. The thing slipped out of my hand. No one suspects you of committing a murder. But by a hasone, they do suspect you of committing a murder. Nishmat, nisvak anisvak lo kasha. The ripping's also not a kasha. Harebi, fahar rabbanon. The second case is Rebbe, and the other one is the Rabbanon, right? Rebbe said, "What Rabbanon before about the axe slipping out?
The Mishnah
says the axe is slipping out, right? So what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said you don't go to... So here, Nifsak, if the rope snapped, you don't go to Golis. Why? Because according to Rebbe, he's still holding on to the other half of the rope. And according to Rebbe, that's not Golis. You're holding on to the other half of the handle, it's not Golis. According to the Rabbanon, it is. So that answers that stira. Okay. Next. Lehechem Golin, where do you go to Golis? Lori Miklat. Shalosh Lehevra Yardain, Shalosh of Eretz Canaan. Three in Eivra Yardain, three in Eretz Canaan. Shinemar, Veskal, Shalosh Aram Titnu, Eivra Yardain, Veskal, Shalosh Aram Titnu, Eretz Canaan. And apparently, the Kos Yeshua says, you can go to either Golis. Even though I live over here in Yerushalayim. I can go to Golis in Eivra Yardain. I don't know, my buddy's over there, I want to go over there. You could, doesn't make a difference. Adshal Nivcharu, Shalosh of Eretz Yisrael, as long as the three in Eretz Yisrael were never chosen, Lohay Shalosh of Eretz and Koldos. The three in Eretz Yardain didn't take effect, even though Moshe set them aside before he died. We're going to add to that. Shenamar, Sheish Ari Mikla Tiyena, Adshi Shishtein, Koldos Kachas. They all have to be collate, they have to work at the same time. Umechavanas Lam Ludrachim Zumizu, you have to have road signs equidistant from each city. I'm sorry, and they were equidistant from each city was equidistant to each other. Shenamar, talking lecha derech v'shlashta, you have to make them into thirds. So, Umosmin Lehem, Shnei Tamini Chachamim, they would send along two, when you go into Golis, you go leaving your house, and you're going to Golis. So two Tamini Chachamim would escort you. Why? Shemi Yehargana b'derech, v'dabri lov, maybe the bump into the Golis, he's going to want to kill the guy, he's allowed to do it. So two people will try to talk him out of it. And also, Remeir Omer, afu m'darba adayatum, he can try to talk himself out of it. He's allowed to do that, he can try to talk himself out of it. Shenamar, v'zed dvar ha-rotzeach. Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda Omer, b'tchila echad shogig v'echad meizim akdim el ori miklot. There's a murder happens, someone dies, you go right to Ari Miklot. Then we'll sort out all the details. Right? Ubezin Shulchan Medin also Misham. Then Bezin will take you out of Ari Miklot. Mishan is Chayav Misa Bezdin Harbor. If you Chayav Misa, if it was determined to be a bemazed case, you put to death. You have a court case. Shlon is Chayav Misa, Patru. If it was a total onus, so a freak accident, there's no Golis either. Mishan is Chayav Golis, Machzirin also Lubkomo, he goes to Golis, Shenemar, like it says, Veshivo so Ha'eda El Ir Miklato. Okay? No, we'll do one more minute. Tanur Rabbanan. Shalosh Aram Hivdol Moshe Be'er Yardain U'Kenegdan Hivdol Yoshua Be'eretz Canaan. Three Moshe did and three Yoshua did. V'chavanos Hein Kimin Shtei Shuros Shebekerim. They were equidistant. They were next to each other. Lined up on a map. Right? What were the cities? Chevron Be'Yehuda Keneged Batzar Be'Midbar Shechem Be'har Ephraim Keneged Ramos Be'Gilad and Kadesh Ran Naphtali Keneged Golan Be'Bashan. Those are the six cities. V'shloshes Shehei Mishuloshin Shehei Midarom L'Chevron Kimichevron l'shchem, umichevron l'shchem, kishchem l'kadesh, umichchem l'kadesh, kimichadesh l'tzafon. Right? In other words, the distance between the south of Israel to the first city to the second city to the third city to the north of Israel, the northern boundary, was exactly equidistant. Perfect equidistant. And the same thing on the other three on the other side of the Eivra Yardain. Okay? And then the Gemara says, Eivra Yardain, tlas, berek sol, tlas, that's the Gemara's question. Eivra Yardain needs three. Two and a half tribes, and for 9.5 tribes, they also need three. That's a funny thing. That we'll do that tomorrow. We'll stop.
Which also doesn't make a lot of sense because if Gilad was an heir of Rotsky, you don't get goals for that. You only get goals for Shogeg.
I can't shut this off, Mayor.
Keep on talking.